Nolte, Hunger Games actress Rachel Zegler plays the victim over Snow White backlash. By John Nolte on October 27, 2023. Actress Rachel Zegler is playing the victim over the response she received to her ignorant trashing of Walt Disney's Snow White, 1937. Zegler is a nobody, the star of one notorious flop, Spielberg's West Side Story, and still, she's out swaggering her smug and ignorant opinions around like she has some sort of following. To the surprise of no one, instead of learning from the mistakes she made trashing Snow White, she's pretending she's a victim for speaking out. "I have learned the hard way," she crybabied this week, "that we have to be fearless and loud in order to be heard, and to prepare for the backlash that occasionally comes with that outspokenness." And when she says we, she means his panics because she refuses to admit she lives in the least racist country in world history. To young Latino performers coming up in the industry, she added, "I would tell them to know their worth, and to make sure they're loud about having seats at the tables they deserve to be at." Diversity Hire says what? The Disney grooming syndicate hired this unibrowed Oompa Loompa to play Snow White in next year's live-action remake. And she immediately used that privilege to run out and trash the 1937 animated original, which is a straight-up masterpiece. Instead of Zegler's Snow White being about true love and the sin of vanity, according to Zegler, her unibrowed Snow White is about an inner journey that she goes on to find her true self. And she meets a lot of people along the way that make the journey really incredible. Find her true self. Oh, so this Snow White treats vanity as a virtue. Good call. The smug Zegler went on to explain that her Snow White is not going to be saved by the prince, and she's not going to be dreaming about true love. The original cartoon came out in 1937 and very evidently so. There's a big focus on her love story with a guy who literally stalks her. Weird. Weird. So we didn't do that this time. It's one of those things that I think everyone's going to have their assumptions about what it's actually going to be. But it's really not about the love story at all, which is really, really wonderful. And whether or not she finds love along the way is anybody's guess until 2024. All of Andrew's scenes could get cut. Who knows? It's Hollywood, baby. Zegler deliberately provokes. People respond. She plays the victim. Her Snow White remake flops next year. She and Disney blame the white patriarchy. Nothing changes. No one learns. We've seen it 100 times. I'm not angry at Zegler for coming out of the closet as an insufferable ass. I like it when elites expose who they really are. And I like it even more when their careers implode. Hopefully, this fall from grace will help them learn from their mistakes. But most don't. Their raging egos and insecurities won't allow that. And that's a shame, but it's also not my problem. John Nolte's debut novel Borrowed Time, Bombardier Books, is available today. You can read an exclusive excerpt here and a review of the novel here.